98.5 K-Fox, the South Bay's classic rock. Chris Jackson, such a tragedy. The shooting, the deaths at the Gilroy Garlic Festival yesterday. And my friend Jack Van Breen, Gypsy Jack, was playing guitar on stage for the band Tin Man at the Gilroy Garlic Festival when the shooting erupted. Jack, I'm so glad you're safe, and thanks for coming on.
Hi, Chris. How are you doing?
Hi, Jack. Well, the question is, how are you doing?
You know, I've been avoiding all the majors, NBC, ABC. They all want to talk to me. I'm going, what for? But, you know, you called, and, you know, your family, and you're local. And I'm kind of thinking the story needs just what I can add needs to be out there.
Well, I know you were playing in the band Tin Man at the Garlic Festival yesterday in Gilroy, and all of a sudden you see and hear what?
Okay, so setting the scene, we just done our last song. We wanted an encore. Three notes in, I hear a pop. My brain goes, I don't know what that sound doesn't sound like. And I look over my left shoulder, and I see the shooter. And I just, it was surreal from that point on. I immediately said, off the stage. And we all cleared the stage as best we could. Joe Caniglio, the drummer, was unable to get off the stage, but at least got behind the riser. And then we got under the stage, so at least we were visually not seen. And we kept hearing rounds being fired. One of the stagehands saw bullets hitting the ground in front of the stage. Right about then, I heard a man going, "Why are you doing this?" Very upset, very compassionate. And the response was, "Because I'm angry." And I think that's indicative of what's going on in our society. People are getting angry. And shortly after that, firing stopped. I'm assuming at that point the police had arrived. It seems like forever when you're in that situation. It was 60 seconds. But, you know, we then vacated at the request of the police, left all our gear, moved to a safe location. You know, I do want to make a point that I find no fault with the security placement of the Garlic Festival people. They did everything they thought they needed to do, and the police responded very quickly. So I think everybody did what they had to do. It just was, this guy was determined. And the expression on his face was, "I'm going to kill people." So that's kind of what happened.
Wow. Gypsy Jack Van Breen, guitarist for Tin Man, the band playing that had to put down their instruments when they heard and saw the shooter at the Gilroy Garlic Festival. You saw the shooter.
Yes. Yes, I saw him. I'll never forget it.
How could you?
The festival folks were amazing. Calm, collected, very compassionate for all the patrons. They made sure everybody had water, had what they needed. If they had medical anxiety, they got EMTs. The Garlic Festival people did what they needed to do, and I can't stress that enough. And I'm hoping we'll be back stronger next year.
At the Garlic Festival? Is that what you mean?
Yeah. You know, in fact, the rest of the band said that. Yeah, we want to be back.
At the Garlic Festival?
Anywhere. We don't want a madman with a gun shouldn't stop us from living our lives.
Well, thanks for sharing all that. Gypsy Jack Van Breen, guitar player for Tin Man, the band that had to put down their instruments and hide under the stage and run away from the shooter that they saw less than 50 feet from the stage yesterday at the Gilroy Garlic Festival. Jack, thank you, man. I know we've known each other a long time. I really appreciate this. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, and I appreciate you letting me tell my story a little bit, Chris. I hope to see you soon. Take care.